It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on our crops and just where our crop development stages are sitting. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the numbers for that report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agris Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agris Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Monday's crop progress crop condition ratings report was friendly as far as the marketplace was concerned, but you couldn't tell that by watching how the markets have performed over the last couple of sessions. When you look at it as far as the corn numbers, corn is starting to silk right now as we've got 4% of the nation's corn in silking. That's versus 3 for the 5-year average. Looking at crop condition ratings though, corn conditions dropped 2%, now rated at 70% good to excellent. That was 2% lower than expected by the trade. And we saw pretty much all major states seeing a decline except for Illinois. Illinois improved by 4, but Indiana dropped by 4, Iowa dropped by 1, North Dakota dropped by 9. We did see Nebraska drop by 3, and South Dakota dropped by 1. So there was some condition declines for last week, and it's likely with this week's weather, we're not going to see much of an improvement either. As far as soybeans are concerned, we're almost done wrapping up the planting, but we are looking at 8% of the soybeans in the country are now in bloom. That's versus 7 for the 5-year average. And soybean conditions were left virtually unchanged at 66% good to excellent, but we did see some pretty good drops in some of the major states. North Dakota is dropping 6 to 57% good to excellent. As far as winter wheat is concerned, right now 19% of that crop is in the bin versus 28 average. So we're seeing a slow harvest progress. Conditions also for winter wheat dropped by 3% to 49% good to excellent. That was 3% more than expected by the trade. And when you look at it as far as spring wheat conditions were concerned, we did see conditions drop 3% there as well to 54% good to excellent. What was surprising is North Dakota's improved by 2%, but we did see South Dakota drop by 18% and Montana by 6%. So we're seeing some trouble as far as spring wheat conditions are concerned as well. Overall, like I said, this report was friendly, but the market didn't seem to care.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.